Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's back. Rob's here. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Naked Marketing, The Bear Essentials, third edition. How about that, folks? He is the Naked Marketing guy. He's the guy who helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace through all the different ways that he reaches people, multimedia ways that he does that, including spending time with us here on the show. Rob Grady, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here. Thank you very much.
Good to have you back. You know, Rob, more and more, as social media is becoming what you and I knew it was going to be years ago, less a separate discipline and more just part of our marketing activity, not so much a separate strategy as just another part of it, like choosing between radio and newspapers or something. More and more of our strategies include online advertising, online ads, LinkedIn ads, and Facebook ads, and Twitter ads, and things like that that are not just that, you know, beyond inbound nurturing and community building, actual, you know, call to action kind of things. So, and those require smaller text, less text, right? Less copy, because they're smaller pieces and little bites of ads.
Well,
so becoming a better copywriter is a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, there's a whole trend toward better writing in general. We've become a society of writers, much more so than the glib talkers of yesteryear, who were your best salespeople were always the best talkers. Today, mm-hmm. That's not true. We don't have that face-to-face opportunity or even telephone opportunities. At best, you may leave a voicemail and some guy may get back to you, but a lot of times it's email, it's text messages, it's all sorts of writing methodologies, whether mm-hmm. it's blogs or wherever, that are really going to
more and more people want you to connect with them over LinkedIn instead of email.
Yeah, we're becoming a society of writers, and we need to be able to organize our thoughts properly in a cohesive manner and in a manner that's going to be able to sell ourselves and sell our products.
So you're saying not, and this copy thing is not just about ads. It's about the basic connecting with people.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you if you're a business person, anytime you send an email, you're making a statement about who you are. If I got an email from you and it's or let's say you got an email from me and it's full of typos and improper grammar and punctuation and usage and I spelled stuff wrong, that send a message about who you're dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. so what you really need to do is make sure that your writing is more than adequate. It's got to be exceptional. And there are a number of tricks that we use in order to make sure, you know, it's everything from spell check to just rereading your work before you send it. Talk it to yourself. Say it out loud. Does it sound right when spoken out loud? Is a perfect test to see whether or not you've got good copy in your emails, in your blogs, whatever it might be.
Well, and you know, this is you and I are completely aligned on this. You have a chapter on this in your book.
That's correct.
I have a chapter on it in my book. I mean, for a long, long time, Rob, I've been telling my audience. I mean, long before it was even easy to do it. Today, it's a piece of cake. It's fall off a log easy to get your message up on your website, on your blog, on your on your social media accounts, whatever. But long before that, I was telling folks, you're going to have to learn how to write. You're going to have to learn how to do a better job of writing and publishing. Not just writing, but publishing. And so what you're talking about, though, is the basic connecting words the words that get attention and that grab relevance real quick, right?
Absolutely. You just touched on something when you said publishing. That's a whole new world we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're talking books and whatnot and ways to extend your brand and your image to the marketplace. But I'm just talking about everyday writing. Even if you're just sending out tweets on Twitter, you got 140
characters. When I say publishing, I'm not talking about books and magazines. I mean things that are well thought out and have a targeted purpose. In my opinion, okay. when it goes out in graphic and it, with copy, and it has a targeted strategic purpose. Whether it's, you know, you can't think of publishing as newspapers and magazines anymore. It's your Twitter account is publishing.
Sure.
If you're just saying hello to somebody, if you're just running your mouth being narcissistic, that's not publishing. But if you've thought like you're doing, like you're helping people understand, you know, how to write the right words, make sure that they serve the purpose. Maybe there's a graphic with it. That's publishing.
Okay, that's in the broader sense. That's absolutely right. I thought you were referring to our book. Things like that. So, yeah, I wanted to talk to you today about these three tools that you can use, or the three necessities, as I call them, the three rules of good copywriting. And how do you begin, and what are the first and most important things to use when you do good copywriting? Any kind of, I'm talking about anything from an email to a tweet to a blog or a website content,
right.
any advertising you do. All of these hold true for that, Jim. You can use all of these tools for everything, every kind of written communication you use.
Well, these are fundamental, aren't they? I mean, these are classic.
Absolutely, these are the kind of things that are absolute necessities to be a good communicator.
Why don't you give us the three? Give us a little short synopsis of each one, and then we'll talk about them in the next segment more detail.
Okay, the first one is make sure you have a good headline, and when we come back, we can talk about what that is and how to do that, because five times as many people read the headline as read the body copy, and so I always tell people, hey, 80 cents out of your advertising dollar should go into thinking about a good headline.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about how to do that. And the second thing is make sure your copy is interesting. That sounds simple and it sounds straightforward, but there are tricks to make it sure that people understand your copy and want to read the next sentence. If you write one sentence properly, they'll want to read the next one and the next one and the next one after that.
All right.
And the third thing is make sure you sell only one thing at a time, and I'll show how to do that too. So when we come back, we'll run through all three of those.
Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. That's his book. All this stuff we're talking about is in there. Rob, I need your website quickly, please.
RobertGrady.com, and Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E. So RobertGrady.com.
20 after, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.